Hi, Brad.
Hi, Sal.
We had a little incident, mini failure. We set out to hike at Aloha Falls
Yeah.
in the Columbia River Gorge.
And there was a major ice slash snowstorm last week, and the trail's still covered with ice.
Listen, here's the real truth. It's like been 60 degrees, which is delightful.
Oh,
So it's
yeah.
hard to imagine what the conditions are like if you get a little bit out of the neighborhood.
Right.
All of our ice melted a week ago Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
We were feeling pretty good about everything. So we left the house. We're like, yay, it's almost springtime. It's like the last of January. We don't have gloves.
No gloves. I don't have a hat. At least you were smart enough. You brought a hat.
Brought a hat, but I didn't dress warm enough by a long shot. You had to give me a sweatshirt you found in the bag.
Right. I keep two sweatshirts in the trunk for this exact reason.
We didn't bring our I call them
Shoe
shoe chains.
chains, yeah.
You've got like crampon style
Mine are
cleat kind of.
crampons. Yours are just the springtime.
Yeah,
But
they really make a difference.
oh yeah. Well, I don't slip at all in those. I mean, that digs right in. Even solid ice, it goes in eighth of an inch or whatever to, and I don't slip. So, but we just did 100 yards of that,
It's
and
so slippery.
right, so
And it
slippery
was
and.
getting more and more icy the further up the trail we were going to go.
And problem is, this has a cliffside walk.
Ugh.
I mean, you are looking down at least a couple 100 feet. I'm not walking on that, particularly if it's icy. That just doesn't sound.
It's really hard to describe to people or for people to understand. Like, we might get a 6 inches of snow or something. It's not like we're getting feet of snow here, but it's very wet and it compacts immediately and it just turns into a big thick sheet of 100% ice.
Yeah.
And I'm not, my balance isn't what it once was, I guess. I think I'm fine. I think I'm normal, but I.
You're normal. You're sliding around on the trail, so that's why when we have our, shoe chains on, it's fine. We could totally do that. It's not like trudging through 3 feet of snow. It's just it's the last of the ice. So anyway, live and learn.
Live and learn. We always are
I
so thoughtful about being prepared, and for whatever reason, I think we were just too excited to get out. We had such a good morning. We went to the grocery store at the crack of dawn and got all that work done, and
Yeah.
we were on the road watching sunrise, and that was really beautiful. We get some
Right.
really spectacular sunrises here. And anyway, so this Aloha Falls, we did hike here. It's been,
5 years.
wow, that's a long time. And it's a great hike,
Yeah.
as I recall. Really pretty, really fun. So we'll
That
have to come back.
cliffside walk was just gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh,
So.
that's right. There is a, it is a really significant steep cliff.
Oh yeah, no, it's Eagle Creek-ish. It's like you're walking on the side of a cliff, and it's Eagle Creek, I think, is only 100 feet down or 75 feet down. And this, I think, I don't know if it was more significant or not, but I think it was a couple 100 feet down. And in fact, part of it, they have a railing. They put a railing. They put the railing up where you look down over the top of the falls. And I don't know if people fell or they just decided to do it. But also, this is a not an easy one to find.
The directions that we had were not correct from Google Maps. It tried to send us on the other side of Highway 84, which
Didn't really make
it
sense.
didn't make sense when we took the exit, because there's no reason there would be a falls on the other side of the north side of because there's a river. There's the Columbia River. It's huge. It's a big, huge river. So, but I mean, we did find it. We just had to carry on further along the frontage road till we found the parking lot.
Yeah, you can't get here from 84. You have to get off onto the Columbia River Highway at Ainsworth State Park. So,
Ainsworth, yeah. Well, listen, you've got some big plans this week. You got a bunch of stuff going on. I do too, but maybe we can try to come back tomorrow.
maybe.
We can go back home and do some work
Yeah.
and get a bagel.
Oh, yeah. I've been dying for a bagel and French toast sticks. I don't know how that. I think the bagel is from the TV show.
You're watching a TV show with a bagel in
Yeah,
it.
he ordered bagels. Air had them flown in by an airplane from Anchorage or something.
We
I don't know.
started watching Northern Exposure recently. It's really good.
Yeah, so I think that. And then, just you know, a bagel and the lox.
We don't normally eat a lot of bread. So.
No.
All right.
Well, I don't.
Well, yeah, let's go do that. Let's get some coffee and have a bagel, and we'll replan this hike and be prepared next time we come out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Al.